Some Palestinians in the Gaza Strip are into a new way of expressing themselves, rap. Young Arab hip-hop artists are borrowing the sounds, styles, and attitudes of American rappers and using them to vent their own frustrations. NPR's Ivan Watson traveled to Gaza recently and filed this report.
At first glance, it looks like a poor imitation of American hip-hop culture. About 50 relatively affluent kids, ranging from 12 to their 20s, sit in a youth center with their backs to the Mediterranean Sea, listening to Eminem on loudspeakers. They've self-segregated, with girls on one side dressed in pink tube tops with dangling earrings, on the other, boys in baggy jeans, gold chains, and baseball caps. An MC warms them up for the show in English.
Let me hear you scream!
Then the first of the night's rappers hits the stage, and it quickly becomes clear that these young Palestinians have turned American hip-hop into their own very Palestinian form of expression. Young men take turns at the microphone, spitting out rapid-fire Arabic lyrics that are angry and sarcastic, and often punctuated by the call Yalla, which means let's go. Rami Bahit is a dark-skinned 19-year-old member of the trio RFM. His hyperactive performance makes him a crowd favorite. Though Bahit worships artists like Tupac Shakur and Kanye West, he says he does not identify with some of the common themes in American rap.
Write a song, and I'm talking that I'm too proud of my car, or how I'm smoking weed, or my girls, you know, all of this thing. We're not talking about this thing. We are different.
Instead, Bahit's lyrics focus on the dangers and frustrations of growing up under Israeli occupation. A song called Hell to You Arabs starts with a prayer to liberate Palestine from Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, whom Bahit calls a criminal and a killer. But the song also denounces cigar-smoking, sports car-driving Arabs, who Bahit says have forgotten about wounded, imprisoned, and martyred Palestinians.
I'm living in a jail, in a big jail. And I have a soldier making themselves, they're protecting this jail, but they're killing us. And people don't know these things.
For these teenagers, rap has become a form of protest.
It's also like a weapon to tell other people out of Gaza how we feel in here.
14-year-old Fayek Bisesim is a Houston-born Palestinian and aspiring rapper who dresses in a Carolina Tar Heels baseball cap and Houston Rockets jersey. He is scornful of the Israelis, but also of hardline Palestinian militant groups like Hamas and Islamic Jihad.
They're not heroes. They feel themselves like they're gangs.
Despite their enthusiasm for this art form, these young Palestinians all seem to agree that the rest of Gaza isn't ready for their music yet. Again, Fayek Bisesim.
They don't appreciate it in Gaza, tell you the truth.
As the teenagers perform late into the humid Gaza night, the club's white-haired manager, Abdul Muttalib al-Hussein, sits outside in silence, patiently waiting for the kids to finish up and finally go home. This music, he says, it gives me a headache.
So I did. Put your hands up in the air.
Ivan Watson, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne in Washington with Steve Inskeep in New Orleans.